I'd like to call the March 19th, 2020 City of Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission Coronavirus Edition to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Ms. Lowe. Mr. McMahon. Mr. Stanton.
Present.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Here.
Ms. Russell.
Here.
Mr. Tuohy.
Here.
I am here. Ms. Carroll.
Here.
We have seven. We have a quorum.
Mr. Zinner, any changes to our agenda?
No, there are not, sir.
Okay. Approval of the minutes. Commissioners, you've received the March 5th, 2020 minutes from...
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor, can I get a thumbs up? Spectacular. Okay, our first agenda item is one of two tabling requests. Case number 76-2020, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants on behalf of Reliable Community Bank Shares, Inc. for approval of a permanently zoned 2.1 acres from County C-GP to M-N upon annexation. The 2.1 acre subject site is located at the southeast corner of Highway WW and Elk Park Drive. The applicant requests that this item be tabled to the April 9th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Mr. Zinner, any additional information?
No, there is not.
Okay, as in our past practice, this is not a public item, but if there's anyone here that came out tonight for case number 76-2020, either for or against a tabling request, you are welcome to come forward and speak at this time. Seeing none, any further discussion on this tabling request? Mr. Stanton?
In a motion, I move as it relates to case 502020. I move to table until April 9th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Russell. All those in favor? A roll call.
Yes. Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Carroll.
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Okay, our second case is also a tabling request. Case number 77-2020, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants on behalf of Reliable Community Bank Shares, Inc. for approval of a conditional use permit to allow both a light vehicle service and repair use on an MN zone property for a gas station and convenience store, and to allow a drive up as an accessory use to a financial institution. This applicant is requesting this to be tabled until the April 9th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Any other information, Mr. Zinner?
There are not. The case number is 77202, and I apologize. It should have been April 9th, not 19th, as the tabling date, as you have written, as you have read.
Oh, that's my fault. You're right.
No, it is April 9th. It is April 9th. The slide is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Again, this is not a public item, but if there's anyone here that came tonight for this case, either for or against the tabling request, you're welcome to come forward and speak on this item. Seeing no one, any further discussion on this tabling request?
I'd like to entertain a motion. I move as it relates to case 772020. This item be tabled till the April 9th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Second.
Thank you for the second. Ms. Burns, will you call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Carroll.
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Okay, next up, we're moving to our public hearings. Case number 63-2020, a request by a civil group on behalf of McRobb Investments for a planned development and a revised statement of intent for lots 29, 30, 50, 51, and 52 of Michael Subdivision. The Jackson-Sexton Artisan Industries PD plan includes the entirety of the approximately 1.17 acre property, which is split zoned PD and MC. The property has frontage on both Sexton Road and Jackson Street to the north of Michael Street and south of the business loop, and is addressed 715 and 713 West Sexton Road and 610 Jackson Street. Mr. Zinner, can we have a staff report?
And yes, you can. As you can see on the aerial in front of you, the highlighted parcel is the subject site. This is a request for a PD plan and a statement of intent revision. Public information meeting was held on 225. 28 postcards were sent out for that public information meeting, and then this project was advertised in the Tribune on 3-3 with the same 28 letters being sent out to the adjoining property owners. The oblique aerial, as you can see here, for context purposes, this is across basically to the northeast of Lindsay Rental and then immediately to the south or to the southeast of Privet Auto Center, in an area that's generally mixed, at least to the north, and then residential, mixed commercial industrial to the north, and then residential to the south of this particular property. This is a five-lot PD plan. The northern two lots of the site are zoned MC, and the southern three lots are zoned PD. The proposal includes two four-unit artisan industry buildings on the MC zone parcel, which is consistent and permitted by the MC zoning district. The parking that is going to support these artisan industry buildings is actually located within the PD zoned area, which consists of three lots, and is consistent with the 1996 approved statement of intent for the tract. We have also a concurrent conforming two-lot replat that is under review right now to facilitate the PD plan and the development that you see here, and that is case number 64-2020, and that is scheduled to be submitted concurrently to City Council for their review and approval with this PD plan. The site is parked at one space per 300 square feet of retail. This is the highest retail parking standard we have. And the parking is split between the two lots. You will notice that there is parking in front of each of these retail buildings or the artisan industry buildings themselves. Total of 46 spaces exist on the site. 38 of them are in the surface field, the parking that you can see here, and then there are another 8 garage spaces within each of the bays of the two buildings with 4 bicycle spaces, all in compliance with our required parking standards. There are 7 surface lots on the smaller of the two, which is to the west, and then 31 total parking spaces on the property to the east, which is comprised of 3 lots, and then 2 lots are over here. A retaining wall, which you may or may not be able to make out within the documents you have in front of you and on the screen, exists between the two buildings and the two parking lots. That retaining wall actually is preventing cut-through traffic between Jackson and Sexton Streets, generally considered positive, but it does allow for pedestrian access between the maker spaces that would be created, connecting the buildings and ensuring that we have pedestrian connectivity, but not the traffic cut-through that potentially would exist. The SOI is being proposed to be revised such that it reduces the 1996 open space standard from 22% to 15%, which is the minimum required for all new site development. But the overall site contains 21.6% open space. The 1996 statement of intent was only based upon the PD zoned area, and therefore, as the project has been laid out, the open space, the 22%, could not be obtained. This PD plan incorporates both the PD zoned area plus the area that is zoned MC. Therefore, through the plan approval process, we actually are being able to achieve almost full compliance with the original mandated open space itself. The landscaping that is proposed on the plan that you can see before you meets all of our UDC standards, as well as we have a level 3 buffer that exists between the residential, which is along the southern portions of the site, which would consist of a 10-foot landscape buffer with an 8-foot screening device. all compliant. Stormwater management is required for this site. It is being reviewed as part of the development process and platting. And then we have identified that there is no detriment with the requested modification of the statement of intent. The plan itself reflects our UDC's environmental and use protections that we adopted in 2017, and therefore, while we are 0.4% off on open space between the 1996 plan and the current one, we believe that mitigating factors such as providing our stormwater and then meeting our other use-specific restrictions and buffering standards that are more significant overcome that deficiency and would support the adjustment to the revision of the SOI. There are no design adjustments, and there are no design exceptions being requested with this project. And the neighborhood, in both our public information meeting as well as up to this point, has been supportive of the proposed use and the landscaping plan that has been proposed. We have not received any negative comment in relationship to the proposal. Therefore, given those findings, staff is recommending approval of the PD plan and the statement of intent revision. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Before we continue, I'd like to ask any commissioner who has had ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to case number 63-2020, please disclose that now so that all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case before us. Anyone? Perfect. Anyone have any questions for staff?
Ms. Carroll?
And the 46 parking spaces, is that the minimum parking spaces that would be required by UDC?
That is slightly over what the minimum is. However, given the nature of the site and the potential mix of uses, because we cannot control that, it would just be artisan industry that would occupy the buildings. We wanted to err on the side of greatest caution. So the 46 is the maximum amount that would be permitted, but the likelihood of them being possibly used if the building were to be, both buildings were to be completely artisan industry, is unknown. MC zoning does allow for a whole gamut of other commercial uses, therefore we had to plan for the worst. A portion of the easternmost building, as we understand it, is two of the four bays are going to be allocated out to a landscaping company. They have parking areas that are identified on the plan, if you have looked at it in detail, that actually are shown as being potentially fenced in order to secure their equipment. The remaining six bays then may be used for other retail purposes other than artisan industry. And if we had a brew pub or we had something else which would be considered artisan industry, that could generate a significant amount of traffic in our mind. Though the site right now, as parked, would not be creating a neighborhood parking problem. So reductions of parking could spill that off into the neighborhood, which is what we would like to avoid as well.
Any other questions? Okay, at this point, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing. If anyone would like to come forward to give any relevant information on this case, please come forward. Apparently we have none, so we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Commissioners, Ms. Russell.
I have a motion. In the case of 63-2020 regarding Jackson Sexton Artisan Industry PD Plan and SOI Revision, I move to approve the PD Plan and SOI Revision.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton, for your second. Any discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Burns. Oh, sorry.
I was raising my hand. Did you have discussion, Anthony?
No, I was looking at Ms. Burns. I wonder why she didn't let me get the motion in.
That's your name now.
Okay.
Good.
Ms. Carroll, do you have any?
Yeah. I'm not sold on the plan in light of the cap. I think that we want less surface parking. I think that the trends have been not to plan for peak level parking, not to plan for the most parking, but to to plan for regular intensity of parking demands. And I'd like to see that reflected in the future. I do like this plan. So it's kind of a tough sell. And that's the choice that I'm weighing now.
Any other discussion? Ms. Burns?
And Ms. Carroll, I appreciate your comment. I think working in an artist industry, there are times when you need additional parking if you have a show or an opening or an installation. And I know we don't know exactly what's going to be going into these businesses and the landscape company. I don't think 46 parking spaces. I know where I work, we don't have enough parking, and it's a consideration when we have an event or an opening or an installation. So I think since it fits within the parameters of the UDC, I'm willing to support this.
Mr. Stanton?
Plus it prevents that parking from spilling into the neighborhood, which would probably cause a big hoopla if they had to have a big event. So I support it.
Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. All right, if no further discussion, Mrs. Burns, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Stanton?
Yes.
Mr. Strodman?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Toohey?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Carroll?
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns. Our recommendation for approval will be forwarded to the City Council for their consideration. Next up, public comments. If anyone from the public wishes to come forward and speak, you're welcome to do at this time. Apparently there's none. Staff comments. Mr. Zinner, do you have any brief comments you'd like to make on behalf of the staff tonight?
Your next meeting is scheduled for April 9th. As I have communicated to you up to this point, there are six items on that agenda. We have a final plat with a design adjustment. This is for Columbia Corners, corner of Clark Lane and St. Charles Road. We have the cottages at Evergreen Place, which is preliminary plat up off of Ballinger. And then you have your two tabled items from this evening, which is a permanent zoning tied to an annexation next to the Elks Lodge. And then the conditional use for the gas station and the drive-through on that same property. We have an ADU request, which requires a conditional use permit off of Greenwood, and then a rezoning request on a RMF lot off of North 6th Street to rezone that to R2 to allow it to be able to be developed with an affordable housing unit. Just so you can familiarize yourself with the properties in question, the Columbia Corners property on your left, the cottages at Evergreen Place on your right, and then our two parcels out at Elk Park Drive next to the Elks Lodge, and then finally the remaining items on that agenda, South Greenwood and then the North 6th Street lot. Given the absences I have this evening, as well as intended absences for the following meeting, it would appear that we will be at a quorum minimum. Is there anyone else that will potentially be gone for this April 9th meeting? This will be the last meeting that this commission will have until May 20th, after our suspension of all board and commission meetings is processed. And I will say that the April 9th meeting is scheduled as of today. We have no idea what will happen here over the next several weeks, and therefore it is possible that this meeting may be canceled. But I'd like to have an idea if there is anybody that will not be in attendance at this point, and if not, we will confer with Ms. Lowe, who is absent this evening, as well as Mr. McMahon, to find out if he will be attending also to determine if we will or will not have a quorum issue.
All right. Commissioner comments. Anyone have any comments? Ms. Burns?
Yes. I appreciate staff's flexibility in the April 9th meeting. And understanding that things change hour to hour, day to day. So I hope that we will be able to check in closer to that meeting and assess the situation as far as what recommendations are and what individual commissioners are feeling comfortable with.
I'd also like to thank the commissioners for taking the time to appear tonight under these unusual circumstances. So with that, anyone want to say anything else? Ms. Russell?
I'd like to move to adjourn.
Second.
Thumbs up to adjourn. We are adjourned.